I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, kinda get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, kinda get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.
Let's try this a second time, ladies and gentlemen. 4, 3, 2, 1. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. The second time, the second attempt. Mind you, we've done episodes before previously that we have shot and recorded on different days. We mesh the show together. We do 100% of our best efforts to do that, ladies and gentlemen. So we were going to literally mesh the other episode, the 20 plus minutes of content that we had the other day. But I ended up not doing that. So better yet, we did something else outside the box. And I mean, something that I don't, not necessarily a huge fan of, definitely myself. But I can go back and redo something if I feel like I can have so much more better content, or think about the content, or actually, you know, sound a little bit more fluent through learning and talking about all the different things that I'm talking about. But point blank is, we're back. This is part two, ladies and gentlemen. 505, episode 505, our retaliation, part two. We have a lot to talk about, a lot to reiterate, a lot to respond to, a lot to give you guys some updates on. We got everything, anything, and everything here on this episode. So sit back and relax, guys. You haven't said that in a while. Get back on the train, because we have not been on the show in a minute. So how long has it been since we've been on an episode of Truth Speech? Let's look this shit up. Available on Spotify, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. So if you guys stream our show, which proven to be a lot of people do and have, they stream our show through all the major providers. So the last episode was March 16th. So, dude, it is April 3rd. So we're nearing in a couple weeks past our due date. However, that doesn't land us in podcast jail, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't land us in podcast jail. So we're back here. Like I said, we're live. You can follow us on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter. Now it's X, formerly known as Twitter. Twitter.com/TruthSpeechPod, as well as Instagram.com/TruthSpeechPod. Instagram.com/TruthSpeechPod. threads.net/truthspeechpod. Why is it hard to say that like 10 times fast, dude? I mean, for fuck's sakes, we're back. This is part two, so we're automatically gonna stem off of the first part, mind you, because we touched base on a lot of stuff. I mean, I still had the notes, but I actually deleted them because I went off of the notes. But I feel like, dude, if that wasn't one thing, the world record for the most yawns in one fucking episode. And the first thing I get talked about with one of my most recent episodes was my talking about, and not necessarily, like, I'm not necessarily, what's it called, making it seem like making it okay. I'm trying to think of the fucking word. You ever get those words you're trying to use, but you don't fucking remember? I wasn't trying to glorify pornography, the pornography usage in the world. So First things first, like I said, if you want to follow me on Instagram, go ahead. We have a lot of wild time too. So threads.net/GTKing or GTheKing_official, Instagram.com/GTheKing_official, and GTKingOfficial on X, formerly known as Twitter. So we're getting into talking about the porn. So we're talking about porn in the today's generation, today's society. So, I mean, I had to reiterate some of my comments. I wasn't saying that it was a good thing, and I think that everyone and anyone should jump up on it and watch it and glorify it as well. I was saying because of the fact that I felt personally that it's better than linking up with the wrong person if you're in that kind of position. I'm not in a position like that because I'm in a relationship, but like people that go around and, you know, they'll get horny or something to turn on, and they'll be one to message or hit up somebody or do something they normally wouldn't do to get attention in that kind of general way. We've all done it. We've all been guilty of doing that. Don't act like you haven't. And if you haven't, then by all means, you're a good soldier. Some people tend to message and just for that meaningful time, whenever it is that they're turned on and stuff like that, dude, they fucking go and hit on or talk to someone or whatever else it is. And, you know, it doesn't do any good for them. You know, it essentially adds something else extra on there. We've done a lot of stupid shit when we were horny, right? It's a normal thing. But I was trying to reiterate my comments from the previous episode because I was saying, like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying some people don't even need to have it around. Some people don't need to be glorified by it. Some people don't need to be introduced to it. You don't even need to have this part of your life to make yourself a happy person. As long as you're a happy person. That's all I was saying. I'm not saying that it was something I want to sit here and talk about it and just sit here and talk about bullshit here. I'm going to try to talk about stuff that I generally can deem insightful for all you guys. I mean, if it's not insightful or informative, dude, I want to be educating or entertaining or keeping people, you know, educated, you know, generally educated. If I'm not educating people or spreading the knowledge or the words, then what are we doing here, ladies and gentlemen? You know what I mean? But first things first, always, before we get too deep into the show, I fixed my chair. Little do you guys know, I never had full control of this office chair. It was jammed, I feel like, because of unknown, unsaid reasons. And I didn't know how to unjam it. I didn't know if there was a way to, like, unscrew some bolts or if what was jammed or so. But I adjusted it earlier in a kind of a different kind of way. I kind of shook the chair and stuff and picked it up a little bit earlier. So point blank is that chair ended up, you know, going back up to a normal height because I felt like I was damn well too freaking low here at this desk and stuff. So, I mean, dude, shout out to my skills for being able to do that. And shout out to Julie for being and giving me and putting me on an absolute candy high the past couple days, because mind you, I've been on a vacation for God knows how long, dude. Some of the most consistent days where I have not returned to work in God knows how long. So, I mean, dude, we could talk about that another time, but dude, we're back. We're here. We're ready to go. Like I said, sit back and relax, ladies and gentlemen. We got so much to talk about, so much to discuss, so much to unravel and unfold here on this episode. But at the top of it, does anybody notice the Diddy news that came out a couple weeks ago now, probably? How it's died down. How it's died down, ladies and gentlemen. How it's not so frequent. How it's not in the tabloids. I mean, there's still people that are still up the ass looking for information on your phone, like just constantly refreshing their feeds, constantly, you know, making sure it's a thing for them to return back to the app and look at stuff. Dude, people were up the ass about it, dude. Same time when that happened, the bridge collapsed and stuff and all that too. So there's a lot of crazy things happening simultaneously. And now you kind of see that the information shift has made its way towards the eclipse. Julie was disappointed to hear that California wasn't going to have the eclipse. I mean, I probably never seen a solar eclipse in my life, so I can't pretend and say that I have. But I think the last time there was an eclipse or so, I don't fucking remember the exact date. Dude, it was fucking cloudy or some shit. So I had gotten prepared to see it, mind you. I was prepared, but that shit was absolutely cloudy, so I end up being fucked over on that deal. So I ended up not seeing it. But what I meant by that and how I brought up the solar eclipses and stuff, I don't know what the fuck it's called. I don't know what kind of eclipse it is. But I know that it's what people have shifted their attention to. Why? Because people are stupid. Why? Because people believe anything they read on the internet. Why? Because people are stocking up. People believe everything they read on the internet. People are stocking up. People are gearing up for what they say is a power outage. I mean, I can't sit there and say that's factual information here on the show. I mean, it's what I read is just too much retarded things that are said to have and will happen, which won't happen probably. I'm 100% betting against that, and I don't think none of that stuff will happen to me. I mean, dude, it's a solar eclipse. It's gonna happen for like about 2 to 3 minutes or so, and then after that, there's not gonna be anything of importance. And supposedly Julie said something. I mean, I don't know. You can't read everything. I'm not questioning and stuff like this. Dude, sometimes you read too much stuff on the internet, but then you see so that a lot of people are going to be coming out to certain specific areas that are specific and have said to have sites for the upcoming eclipse and stuff. So they're going to come and see this from all over the world for about 3 minutes. And how much money is that going to cost? I mean, dude, look at all the money that we're spending on stuff now. I mean, look at the inflation. Look at everything that's skyrocketed in prices. I mean, you gotta go and actually shop for your prices. Now, I know some people and a good portion of people that still shop at multiple stores, bargain shop, you know, look for the deals, you know, you look in the ads and stuff. Some of you guys don't get the ads and stuff, but you look in the ads and, you know, I've always felt like it's necessary to go shopping at different places, but I maintain, as I did go the other day since we have not been on the show, Walmart continues to have underrated prices, man. They have some serious underrated prices. So, I mean, if you gotta really bargain shop and you go through there, I mean, it just depends on what you're looking for. I mean, I know there's this a saying out there. I mean, obviously there's proof in the pudding and stuff too. But if you're looking at it, like, dude, the healthy stuff is the stuff that people tend to not be able to afford because it's too expensive. The non-healthy stuff still is very fucking expensive. That's what I was trying to tell Julie. I mean, it generally would be like, okay, the healthy stuff is expensive. The shitty stuff isn't. But it's a little bit in the middle now, man. Everything just, you either have enough for it or you don't, quite simply. I mean, I've had Denny's quite substantially in my lifetime. It's probably substantially in this year, and this previous year, obviously. And, dude, the amount of calories. I mean, I'm not a fucking guy who pay attention to any fucking calories, how much, any sugar is in there, any caffeine. It doesn't fucking matter to me, man. It does not fucking matter to me. What matters to me is if I'm going to enjoy it. And I'd like to sit here and say with pride that I enjoy the fuck out of anything I'm eating. So anything that I'm eating, I'm bound and guaranteed to try to make the most amazing fucking thing that I eat every single time. I'm not someone who just wouldn't enjoy anything that I'm eating. How do we get into talking about prioritizing your spending? Because people are going to be spending. I mean, I've heard a lot of different things about this, the preparing for the upcoming eclipse. It's not going to be anything of importance to anyone. You know, obviously, like I said, it's not going to change the way the fucking things work, the world works or anything like that. It's just a lot of people are excited to get ready for an idiotic reason that shouldn't be getting ready. They have no reason to get ready for. I mean, the people who are going to see it are going to see it, but I don't know. You know, there's been a lot of crazy things. I mean, I don't trust every single conspiracy. I mean, I don't look at every single conspiracy that there is. I mean, there is. I do see substantially a lot of them. That's why, like, a few days ago, I took, like, 12-hour hiatus from Twitter. And I even numbed the addiction by deleting the app off of my phone. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? Can you believe that we took a really heavy initiative? And we should be proud of each other. We should be proud of it in general. Let's see all of you guys, everyone that's listening to the show. If you have one thing that you could live without for 12 hours, what would it be? Take a break from whatever it is you need for 12 hours. What would it be? Answer that. Sit there and think about it for a second. Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this is True Speech with the King. Like I said, if you like our show, be sure to leave us 5-star rating, 5-star review. We're back. It's episode 505. coming back to you and coming live, coming at you live, excuse me. Anybody get fucked up during the April Fools? I mean, did you guys fall prone to all the bullshit you'd see on the internet when it comes to people trying to get their reactions and April Fools jokes at everybody? Twitter did a really fun one, really funny April Fools joke by saying, like, all of our DMs and all that shit's gonna be public and stuff, and, like, just normally public and stuff. Like, oh, hell no, that shit was crazy, but... I didn't fall prone to too many of them. I was gotten a couple times by a couple of them, mind you, but I wasn't really thinking too much about it, you know what I mean? So it wasn't too much for me. Hopefully you guys could say the same. But, dude, I don't even fucking remember the days of the week, man. I just, like, every day that I have that I don't do anything or I'm off, dude, it's just, it's a weekend. But, like, I don't know, every single day that goes by that I don't do anything, I tend to lose track of the days in general, depending on what it is, unless I have something specifically like, what's it called, scheduled or planned or some shit like that, you know what I mean? Oh shit, did I knock the microphone over? So we have gotten the munchies up substantially here, so let me tell you, man, the munchies has been a part of my repertoire for sure. I've been chomping on some Now and Laters lately, and some Jolly Ranchers, man. I have different phases for different candies and stuff, man. So, mind you, dude, there's a lot of shit that I like to try and stuff, a lot of things I like to do. And I mean, obviously, like I said, there's seasons for everything, don't you think? Well, wouldn't you like to think? But, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, what is next here on this episode of True Speech with the King? Mind you, this is Gabriel Hernandez joining you guys here live. Here on the True Speech platform. Dude, it's been a while. It's been nowhere near like a month, man, but we've been kind of a little bit past a couple weeks, so I just said it earlier, we escaped podcast jail. There's no reason to have podcast jail, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need to be there. You know what I mean? This is the longest consistent time that I've had off, though, but mind you, ladies and gentlemen, I have been finding things, and I've been trying to find things to keep my time properly occupied. Like I said, I don't feel like I'm worth anything if I'm not doing what I feel I'm set out to do. If I'm not accomplishing the missions that I feel like, the missions, the answers, the callings in life to what I need to be doing. If I'm not abiding by any of those things, if I'm not doing anything like that, anything of the important aspects, any of the things that I've called for or stood for, then what the hell are you doing in life? You know what I mean? I'm not one to shy away. I'm not one to be dishonest. I'm going to be completely honest with myself. I'm not going to break it down, and I'm not going to bullshit. You know what I mean? If I'm wrong somewhere, then I am wrong. Funny thing is, as many commercial breaks as we've taken during this episode, I have not taken one time to take a piss, so what the fuck are we going to do in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen? I think we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back right after these messages, folks. And we are back. Dude, nothing feels better than finally taking a piss after you've longingly needed to take a big piss, dude. Oh my God, one of the best fucking feelings, man. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. So, on this other half and portion of True Speech with the King, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us here on the live stream, this is episode 505, part 2. This is the second attempt to record this one. Dude, mind you, like I said earlier, we had about 20 minutes or so of podcast footage to work with. I mean, not footage, it's not something you could look at, but we had 20 plus minutes of podcast footage that we had recorded the other day, actually last week, but we didn't put it into production. We're going to put it as bonus content originally, but then we kind of just fell back and decided not to do it at all. So we're back here with the second attempt. I mean, this whole entire podcast is brand new from the very beginning, dude. So might as well have a start fresh, and then we feel absolutely better than ever. So, on the second half of the show, ladies and gentlemen, okay, so I'm going to address some things. So, just feels like, you know, some people are magical sometimes. I mean, some ways. Some people are truth tellers. Some people are bullshitters. Some people can predict their own fates. Some people can predict their futures. They can predict the outcomes of many things that happen and occur in life. I mean, I'm not sitting here sitting and saying that I have all the powers in the world, but dude, I just see things for how they are. I see directly through bullshit. I see directly through problems. I see directly through things, and I try to tell and educate people and let them know about what's going on, and I let them know what's happening and understand why things are happening. But, you know, I'm one of those people that understand it a lot more, but it's just the people around me. They don't understand it that much. And some people you try to educate and tell them that they're never going to fucking get it. So, dude, so as life goes on, man, you know, you tend to understand who you are. You tend to understand why something's happening or why the things are happening that are meant to happen. Are these things meant to happen, or are they meant to make you, break you, or destroy you, or make you better than you ever possibly imagined? What do you want in your life? What kind of outcome? Now, I'm different from a lot of people. Like I said, I mean, a lot of people may think of themselves differently. I mean, may have different descriptions of each other, different descriptions of myself. But in reality, like I said, if you sit here and you listen to the show, you got a pretty good damn well idea of how someone is, but you don't really have the full idea. But I'm very, very informative. I like to speak. I like to discuss things. I like to break things down for people. I like to kind of give reason why and behind doing the things I do and saying the things I say and try to back up a lot of my claims and a lot of things that I do. I'm someone that also can see holes in people's games where there is holes, and I can see where people are making mistakes, and I can see why people are doing things they're doing. And you know, I can see through people's bullshit. If anyone tries to bullshit me or pull fast ones or throw me under the bus or put me in any kind of position, dude. Like, I've seen a lot of it, ladies and gentlemen. And mind you, like, dude, the best people in the world have the most unfortunate bullshit happen to them, dude. And, you know, let me tell you, like, this first maybe little tiny dime quarter of maybe the first few months of, or first couple months and a half or few months, whatever the fuck it is you want to call it, of 2024 has been mentally and emotionally challenging for myself, just for myself in person. I mean, I have no shame in admitting that. It's been fucking difficult, man. But that's the part that makes people's lives a little more anticipating. It makes your life more worth it. I mean, obviously, if you could have talked to me 5 weeks ago, 10 weeks ago, 2 years ago, if I would have known this is what life was bringing me, I would have said the exact same things. You know, everybody has their days. I would have been able to go through. I was going to say gone through. I don't know why I was talking in past tense. You know, I would have been able to get through it. It's just different approaches, man. You know, like, one of the more upsetting parts that I've had probably occur in my life is probably being able to explain and tell people the right reasons or the right solutions behind whatever it is that they're struggling to do. But I won't be able to do that same exact thing. I won't be able to essentially take my own advice, which can get fucking upsetting for some people. But I feel like I'm the type of person that has been there for people since I have last forever remembered, you know, for like my entire life. And I've got fucked over left and right, but then again, I'm the one who predicts things. I'm the one that is ahead of a lot of people, and those particular people, depending on what the places and stuff. And you know, there's specific people that I'm thinking of, there's specific places I'm thinking of and stuff, and there's a lot of times and things in life that I feel very accustomed to and very open to when it comes to my mind, like open-minded. Like, I understand certain things. I understand people's games. If anyone ever tries to bullshit me, and anytime anyone's ever tried to bullshit me or any unforeseen or unfortunate circumstances crossed my path, dude, I've predicted the outcomes of it. So that's why I just kind of been relaxing for quite some time, because dude, I know that this unfortunate stuff happens to people, and it happens to the best people in the world, because a lot of people don't want to see you're shining. They don't want to see you shining. So they try to come up with anything and everything to keep you out of there, try to replace you, and then realize they need you at the end of it, after all of that. Dude, that's fucking bullshit, you know what I mean? Go fuck yourself and go fucking suck a dick if you try to take me out, you know what I mean? Dude, this fucking pipe keeps emptying out all over the place. This is what I get for building my own pipe, essentially. But let me just say, I know people's moves before they make them. So you little faggots, you little motherfuckers can come and try to attack me. I mean, obviously, you could say, like, if it's a Matrix or something. Like, no, it's not like the Matrix. It's not like Andrew Tate situation. But it's like a version of the Matrix. It's like, dude, I have not had any enemies in my life except for myself. I have not had... I mean, obviously, like, I've had bad employers. I've had shitty outcomes and employees and stuff like that, and where I've worked and in the past and stuff. But dude, at the end of the day, dude, a lot of the stuff that happens to me, I look at my reactions, dude. I look at myself and these motherfuckers. I look at everything I got going for me, and I look at everything that these motherfuckers got going for me. So let me just tell you this straightforward, and let me just tell you this quickly and firmly, that there's been no motherfuckers that has ever crossed my path in my life that have been on top and or further than me in life, and they were talking shit to me. Like, anyone and everyone that said or had an issue with me has been some dumb motherfucker with more than enough reason for me to insult the fuck out of them and say some stupid shit to them. Because, dude, it's always the most fucking stupid, most loneliest, idiotic people that try to ruin people's lives and their qualities of their life, dude. It's absolutely atrocious. It's horrible, dude. It's fucking agitating. But I understand that, because more than any time, ladies and gentlemen, more than any fucking other time, anybody that's ever fucked with my peace of mind or my peace of living, my peace of mind when it comes to my life, how I live, my place of residence, just endangering my life and just my overall zen and peace throughout my day in life, from the fucking second I get up to the second I go to sleep, dude, it's been fucking people that are fucking idiots, dude. Meaning, like, do they have every fucking stupid other fucking reason why to try to mess with someone who is far more successful than them, far more smarter, and far more smarter than they ever will be, dude. I mean, I don't fucking go and mess with people. I don't fuck around with people. I don't fucking go and try to ruin their days. I don't have any intentions of doing that. I'm not a person that's gonna try to make someone's life living hell. Just because other people have things that they go through, just because people may be jealous of whatever the fuck you have, doesn't mean you turn up and be a little bitch or a dipshit to someone. Dude, just fuck off. Why don't you go and get a life? Why don't you go and try to be something in the world? Try to be something special. Why don't you go and try to be something that matters to the world? Obviously, that's not going to work on anyone or any fuckface out there that tries to cause problems, you know what I mean? It's just the nature of the world. And the nature of the people of the world. But if it weren't for you dipshits, dude, we'd be so much further on in life. And if it weren't for you dipshits also in the second half of this part, I wouldn't be as strong as I am, though. But dude, so point blank is, dude, people will root against me. People will try to tear me down. And I've had it happen quite substantially, man. But it's not something that's going to affect me. I only treat people how they want to be treated. Quite simply. I mean, if you're a little bitch to me, then I'd be a little bitch back to you. And, you know, it works both ways, because when people fuck with me or have fucked with me and I've gotten them back, you know, I would go for revenge and stuff. But there's times where, more times than anything, honestly, I can be proud to say that I just let karma do its talking. Anybody that's ever tried to shame my name or drag me through the mud has needed me. They're just crying out in fear and panic and secretly, no, really just desperately needing my presence as it is, you know. I get it. People are always going to try to ridicule or try to take down the best guys, you know. It's something that's guaranteed to happen to the best people, the people that spread the biggest messages to people, because I inspire a lot of people and I excite a lot of people when it comes to my presence overall, just because who I am and like in general, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not being cocky. I'm not having my head up my ass when it comes to me saying that. I'm just saying with what I've been told and what people have said, they're just as excited to see me. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't they be? I mean, I'm not sitting here saying why. What shouldn't they? I mean, I'm looking at my qualities and thinking, yeah, I mean, I have genuine conversations with people. I show people that for the few seconds that they're in whatever because I'm in customer service and stuff. So, like, if you, you know, people that are in customer service generally deal with customers and attend to the needs of the customers along with performing their duties in whatever, you know, platform or, you know, store or whatever the hell it is that they do. They attend to the customers as well as attending to themselves and their goals and the store's needs. You know, so in customer service, there's a lot of people that don't show or have customer service skills. Like, you can fucking have whatever the hell it is you want to have with these people. Dude, I am friendly. I'm not going to sit here and toot my own horn for the whole portion of the show. I'm just saying, like, dude, the way that you do it makes your whole day smoother, man. Like I said, that ties into the podcast. It ties into everything else. Dude, I am made to inspire people. So, of course, lesser people are going to think of that as a threat. Of course, they're going to think of something in a way to try to bullshit me. You know what I mean? It's absolute horseshit. It's not going to work on me, and it's not something that I'm accustomed to. You know what I mean? I'm not accustomed to people trying to run me over with their bullshit. I mean, it's the funniest thing in the world, mind you, if you ever try it. Don't fucking try it. Don't think I won't see it coming. It's just when people think they have the edge over you. Well, they don't. They think that what they're doing affects you. And it doesn't. I mean, it has affected me, but, you know, it's my approaches. My approaches to everything is what counts. It's not what these motherfuckers try to do to me. You know what I mean? People are going to try to ridicule. They're going to try to take everything that you work for. They're going to try to break your spirit. And mind you, dude, I've been through some hell in my life, but that has not broken my spirit. That has not taken me away from who I think I can become. Because anytime something happens to us, how we respond is everything. You know, 50% is how we respond. 50% may be the actual action that happened. Maybe if it's, you know, maybe it's 60 or 70% how we respond, and 30% the action. No, if anything, 90% how we respond. Because that how we respond, our response is the most important. We are back. This is True Speech with the King, episode 505. We're back here, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit over a week hiatus from the show, coming off of the long stretch we had of episodes coming out back to back to back. I think it was like three episodes or something like that, back to back or something in some form. But busy last 2 weeks, a little bit overwhelming, a lot personal things dealing with on top of that. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Do we have one hell of a show for you guys today? For sure. Dude, I don't even know where to start, man. Let me tell you, first and foremost, like, dude, I do not know where to start. We have so much to talk about. But before we begin, ladies and gentlemen, as always, the handles, the social media handles and all that. If you like our show, be sure to subscribe. If you're not subscribed and you're listening to it, fuck you. Subscribe to this shit and get first-hand notifications when we go and post a brand new episode. You know, I believe every time, if I'm not mistaken, Spotify gets the podcast before any of the other providers. Apple Podcast gets it as well. What show? I'm probably making anybody that's listening to this yawn as well. But we're back. That's just True Speech Pod on Instagram, as well as Threads, True Speech Pod, and Twitter. A lot of people ask, do you still use the name Twitter or X? I, for one, don't want to be seen like I'm on a porn site. So, I mean, I say Twitter, but generally it's X. So, but do you ever notice the Threads and the Twitter logo look too much alike? I mean, for some people, that seem to be a beef in so much. I mean, that since there's so much controversy and so much of a competition between Twitter and Threads, it's kind of like a little similar thing. But anyways, guys, we can't get too much off topic. We have to finish our introductions here, ladies and gentlemen. So GT King Official on Twitter, G the King underscore Official on Instagram as well. And Threads is the same exact way, ladies and gentlemen. So like I said, if you like our show, be sure to subscribe. 100% free on Spotify. Spotify podcast. You can subscribe directly there. Subscribe, like, share, rate, review. Tell your friends, tell your familia, tell everyone and everyone, anyone and everyone about your favorite fastest riding show. We speak nothing but the truth here. We keep it real. But we also have a great time as well, ladies and gentlemen. So without further ado, let us begin. How about this fucking background here? If you guys were here and you were looking at my screen, if you could see where I'm looking at right now. I have that fucking fire on, you know, like on the TV, the fire. It's like a fork. It's a 4K fire. It's just burning. It's a video. It's on YouTube. It's like 11 hours long, dude. The point blank is that's the shit in my background right here today. And if I'm not mistaken, the first ever podcast done in the dark. 311, ladies and gentlemen. It's 311 is where all the spirits come out, right? I'm just kidding. I don't want to jinx myself, right? But, obviously the TV light is what's lighting it up, but, dude, I don't think I've ever done a show in the dark like this before. And it's good to be back. It's good to be here. I mean, dude, it's been, a little bit overwhelming the last 2 weeks, but that changes nothing when it comes to the show. We have a lot to discuss, a lot to talk about. A lot to uncover, a lot to break down. Good God, where the fuck do we start? From P. Diddy to the Baltimore ship crashing into that bridge to just things seemingly having to, how things seemingly occurring back to back when it comes to catastrophic events. And, you know, oh, if it's one. It's just not one thing, it's something else. If it's not the other thing, it's something else. If it's all happening simultaneously, it's all happening at once, around the same time period. Is it a distraction? Is it just coincidental? Is it just part of history? Is it something we can avoid? How are you going to react? How are you going to respond? What is your response to this? What is your way to combat this kind of stuff? How the fuck do you process all this stuff? There's so much stuff that's going on at once. Now, there's a difference between being genuinely shocked at information or shocked at something. Like, yeah, generally shocked at information. And there's a difference between just being like, I'm not surprised. Which one do you guys tend to think that you have fallen across more? Being genuinely shocked at something news-wise or being not surprised. I mean, I could say clearly it's a clear 50-50. It's a clear 50-50 in a lot of ways, man. Let me just tell you, like, dude, the amount of conspiracy theorists on Twitter is outlandishly crazy. I mean, it's like, dude, holy shit, is there the most conspiracy-based posts that I have seen in a long time, maybe ever, on my Twitter feed. Something I'm not used to. So I was saying earlier, I think I posted or something like that on Threads or something. threads.net/GT_G_official, actually. Well, let me repeat that because I butchered that hella bad. threads.com/G_official. I posted about, like, you know, getting off Twitter for a minute. Not for like a few days or anything like that. No, just I mean, I got a 12-hour cleanse until I just recently posted, probably like an hour or so ago. But dude, the amount of posts, the amount of overwhelming stuff. I mean, it feels like it's hard to find information. It's like you generally see the same thing. And I don't know how the algorithms work for that app. I don't know how the timelines work. If you choose to see the newest stuff, or I know there's one way we could like switch it out or something like that, get the newest stuff first. And you know, I feel like I was seeing a lot of the same stuff over and over. But dude, there's so much to uncover. There's so much to unpack. I mean, I can't pretend to know too much about the Diddy situation, but I can't not pretend that I don't know about the sickos in Hollywood. I mean, dude, it's surrounded. We're surrounded by pedophiles. the world is surrounded by corrupt individuals, people who don't give a fuck about the regular average person. It's all about them. It's all about their needs. It's all about what they want to do. They're establishing power. They establish dominance upon the people. It doesn't matter which country you're from, because all countries have their dirty laundry and their forms of corruption, some worse than others. And did you see that attack in Moscow and the terrorists, the six terrorists or something like that? The Russian police tortured the fuck out of those motherfuckers before taking them into the courtroom. And one dude had his eye fucked up so bad that he lost an eye or something like that. He was like asleep or some shit like that. I hate fucking yawning, dude. The cold weather always makes me yawn. It'd always be so annoying. People are like, oh, are you tired and stuff? Like, no, fuck off, dude. I'm just cold. It's cold. You know what I mean? But yeah, did you see the attack on Moscow? The Moscow, it was like a Moscow temple or something in Russia, dude. Russia is like the worst place to commit a crime. You're going to get fucked up there, and you probably won't survive that prison. But yeah, man. So those terrorists, then I think it was like 6+ terrorists or something like that. Yeah, so ISIS claimed responsibility for that, right? But you look at the men, they don't look like they're... I mean, I don't want to be racist or nothing like that. I mean, can't anyone just pledge allegiance to ISIS and become ISIS? I mean, they seem to have taken taken a payment to carry off this attack, and they killed 100+ people, but... Point blank is, I mean, if you want to talk about the savagery of the country, the United States is last on the list when it comes to that. Because you look at what those police officers did to those people, they fucked them up. They tortured them. They beat the shit out of them for information. I mean, that's what they should do. That's what we should do to anybody that endangers any children, anybody that molests any children or women. It doesn't even matter if they're just children. Just molesting someone in general. Just making women in general feel uncomfortable. If you do that, fuck you. If you do that, go jump off a bridge and kill yourself. I don't believe that women should be put in compromising positions like that. I mean, it's already scary enough being a woman. I mean, I don't know, because I'm not a woman and I'm not a transgender. Don't worry. I'm not none of that. Those little fucking weird creepy shits that people try to claim they are now and stuff. No, I'm just saying, I can tell by just what I've seen. What I've heard, I mean, just the fact that you're able to send a dick pic online to someone and not be labeled like a rapist or something weird or something. Because you go out in public and flash your penis in front of someone, you're fucked. You probably get charged as a sex offender or something. Or, you know, something worse. Don't do that in Russia, that's for sure. And don't bring any gay flags over to Russia, dude, either. Or Saudi Arabia, if you don't want to become and end up, quote-unquote, missing. Like P. Diddy. So how about it, dude? I mean, P. Diddy, dude. Can you, you know, the other day I thought it was hella funny because it was after all this stuff happened, like probably the second day or so, that the second day, when I was literally looking into the P. Diddy situation, you know, just reading so much information on it. You know, I mean, I don't really know too much crazy shit about it specifically. You only know as much as we can see. Now, I've known about the pedophilic-based Hollywood politicians. Obviously, look at our president, and Joe Biden. You know, this video came out of him talking I don't know who he was talking to. So talking to some little girl. I don't know if it wasn't anybody that was related to him, but he was like, "You're one sexy kid." He's like, "Don't tell your mom what I told you." I'm like, "What the fuck, dude?" And asking me that one. Do you guys see the video where he was trying to show someone his leg hair or some shit like that, dude? Fucking weirdo. Kamala Harris sucks. Only reason why she got accepted in there is because she's black. Doesn't mean she's talented. Doesn't mean she knows what she's fucking doing. She's a dipshit. She's fucking stupid. Nothing she does is anything beneficial for this country at all. Nothing Joe Biden does. The only thing he has done has robbed people of millions of dollars, has raised taxes exponentially, and given other countries, you know, the kind of the blueprint on how to fuck the United States in the ass. As in when it comes to trade. I mean, if enough ships crash, is that going to be mess up a lot of the trade? Or whatever you call the food industry and stuff like that. I said people were saying like it wasn't an accident and all that. And they have all this conspiracy theorist based stuff in the feeds. You know, like, dude, oh my God, there's so much to uncover. So much to unravel. People would accuse that I never knew of. I mean, it's not that I wasn't opposed to not knowing who the fuck and what the fuck was going on, but it just jaw-dropping. Especially if you look at the list of people that have supposedly went to, what's it called? Epstein Island, Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, he's dead now, but there's still the client list and all that. How about Michael fucking Rubin, dude? So is this guy a fruitcake or what? I mean, did you see the picture of little baby? This is where people really started to disown little baby. If you remember his rap is real genuinely, like it's hardcore in a way. It's gangsta rap in a way. But if you look at his most recent video, if you look at his nails painted. I mean, do I judge anybody for painting their nails? No, but if they're doing it out of nowhere, and following a trend or something like that, then yeah, for sure. I don't judge anybody, man, but I do go off of facts. Factual-based evidence, factual-based pictures, factual-based anything. I find the facts, and I study the facts, and I am the facts. I give the facts to the people. I mean, Michael Rubin seems kind of fruity-looking. I mean, the picture where a baby was getting hugged from the front and the back. I mean, dude, two different people. Fucking weird, man. Let me tell you. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I mean, dude, can you believe it? Why the fuck would you call it a white party? That sounds so utterly racist in some ways. A white party. Michael Rubin's white party. It's like a fundraiser, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But there's so many high profile people. But if you're looking at the list of the corruption and corrupt motherfuckers in Hollywood, a good fat fucking portion of anyone that attends the Grammys, anyone and everyone that's a part of Hollywood most likely has had a deal or constructed a deal with the devil in a way. I mean, I was just wondering this earlier. So before we got on the podcast, I was looking at Twitter and I replied on one of the posts. And what the fuck did I say? I don't even, like, is there any celebrity, any rappers, anybody, any actors, actresses, public figures, anyone and anyone, anyone and everyone? Can we name anyone who's not associated with pedophilic pedophilic-based groups or any fucking weirdo in itself? Like, is there any normal people that, like, music artists, actors, actresses, does it tend to be the ones that fall off? Or, I mean, I feel like music still has a gender, even if it was true or not. Any of the allegations, any of that, against Diddy and all that, for example. Like, I was listening to some of his music the other day and realizing, dude, holy fuck, I didn't realize this was Diddy. I didn't realize this was Diddy. And I didn't realize this was Diddy. Because on Apple Music, they got the essentials for every top artist. And it's all their top music put together in one. I'm thinking, in my head, I'm like, dude, holy shit. There's a lot of people there. I mean, anyone and everyone. It's crazy because you really don't know what to do when it comes to stuff like that. You don't know who to trust. You don't know which way to turn. I mean, does it change your view of these artists or actors? Speaking of that, that sick fuck Dan Schneider and what is it? Brian Peck? Something. You guys, I'm not going to check it out, but if anyone else has checked out The Quiet on Set, I mean, you know, a little bit of detail into interviews and stuff of what it's like to have been on set with some fucking weird pedophilic rapist ass motherfuckers, and you know, being quiet and not telling the story now. I mean, it's mainly headlined by Drake Bell. Remember the show Drake and Josh and stuff? Remember all our favorite shows on Nickelodeon? Victorious, iCarly, Zoey 101. Dude, some of our favorite shows. Some of our favorite shows in the 90s. But a question to ask the people, ladies and gentlemen. A question to ask the people. Does that change your view or your love for the show still? Will you still watch the shows knowing where they came from and who made them and curated them? If someone asked me that question right now, what would I do? I mean, I've seen Zoey 101, I've seen Victorious, I've seen iCarly. I didn't really give a fuck about the Amanda show. I was too young, I feel like, at the time. Dude, Amanda Bynes is fucking scary, bro. I mean, she's aged, obviously, but her makeup choice is what it is. And her face looked kind of fatter, too, but that's fucked up to say, huh? Yeah. But, yeah, man, so for the longest time, these child actors are surrounded by nothing but men. And, obviously, women, different people that are in the industry. I mean, different people, whomever is a part of that group or whomever, you know, obviously, maybe the director, the writer, whatever it is, you know, they're young kids that, you know, if you think about it, you know, most of them, some of these people were like Justin Bieber, 15, 14, unable to really make their own choices as adults. Because, you know, kids obviously have talent as well, but, you know, my whole outlook on it changes now, man. Like, even I look at all the child actors and stuff. I mean, dude, there's some really fucking talented kids out there, but, and obviously rappers too. Like, I was, did I say this already? I'm kind of curious to know if I said this or not. We're gonna have to go and re-listen to it later on. Is there any normal rappers out there? Any quote unquote, is there any normal people out there? Is there any normal people out there? It seems like everyone and their mother are tied to a sex trafficking ring. Because I can tell you this right now, I do not trust any of Hollywood now. All these motherfuckers, everyone's name makes me not surprised. I will write every single name of a person that I've never, that I've abandoned or let go in a part of my life. Like, anyone that's ever fucked me over, anybody that's ever put me in compromising positions, I will write your name on the wall and I'll burn it. How the fuck did I come out? I think I keep talking about burning because I said, if you guys remember me saying that the introduction, the fire is burning on the TV, and it's like an 11-hour video. I mean, we're not going to be live for 11 hours. I'm just saying, it's on, it's peaceful, it's relaxing. It gets my eyes low. I didn't smoke or nothing like that. The world record for the most yawns for us. And the most yawns in my podcast history, that's for sure. But moving along, let's open up our notes. Because we have notes here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to follow, right? I said earlier, we don't have to follow them step by step. We can kind of talk about individual subjects as they come forward. We don't have to do it in order. Anything. So, because we're not doing it in order because we're going to move to this subject. This is one I had originally on the first bracket on the notepad. It's something that I wanted to talk about. Curious, though, generally. I was genuinely curious when I first wanted this. Pornographic content. Is pornographic content allowed on Twitter? Anybody know? Think to yourself. Answer your question out loud. I don't know. I don't trust it, man. I'm not going to post a picture of my cock on there. But I see some straight titties on there sometimes. I've seen some sex porn videos on there too. And you got all these weird people. I mean, OnlyFans models and stuff. There's like some OnlyFans models that have like a free account and one are just a regular account that you have to pay individually for certain posts depending on what it is and depending on what she has free, and then This one is that. And some people just don't give a fuck. Have no shame. Now, I'm gonna shame someone for selling their pussy online. It's not a prostitute. It's an OnlyFans model. I mean, I've always found it astonishing that people pay to see stuff like that. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, dude, it sure has probably been intriguing. There's been a couple times where, when I was a really young, a lot younger, well, man, like maybe like 3 years ago. I mean, that's not a lot of years or really young or anything like that. But I was wondering, like, oh my gosh, like, I would come across this fine ass bitch or something on Instagram at the time, and I was like, damn, she's fine. She has Instagram, and I clicked Instagram, and then what happens on top of the Instagram? You see the bio. You see the username, you see the bio. Yeah, the bio sometimes lists the usernames for other platforms and stuff. So, you know, mind you, you get some money and go buy yourself something presentable. That's what I feel like I'm gonna do. Did I mention I finally finished taxes? One weird thing, dude. I just don't feel like I did them last year. I hope I'm not incriminating myself. I did do them. It didn't say I owed anything. It would have told me if I would have owed something. But yeah, that's something I want to do, is get myself something pretty special. I don't know yet, though. Depending on what the time and place of everything. Time and place is everything, ladies and gentlemen. So let's get back to that discussion. So porn on Twitter. I've seen tits on Twitter. And I've seen ass. And I've seen pussy. And I've seen bitches getting their asses clapped on there. But I am not 100% convinced, nor is it guilty. If you're not guilty, then I don't want to fucking know. And porn, what do I think of porn in general? Now, people have a lot of divided opinions on it. There's some are 100% out. No, porn, they need to cancel it. They need to shut these websites down. Hey, you're not shutting my site down, dude. I feel different people have and are entitled to their own opinions, because it does beneficial wonders for either party. Whoever the fuck's there. Whoever's in the living room. Whoever's in this A, B, or C. You know? You want to be careful where you are. You want to always look out. You want to watch your back. You want to go anywhere. You don't want to go anywhere and everywhere without protection with you. All these people are genuinely people who don't put other people in harm like that. I mean, obviously, like I said, if there's, you see a picture or something like that or something nasty, you have the option to flag it or not. I mean, you can flag it, but you can report the post. I mean, what I meant by they, what's it called? I mean, it does. Twitter does a good job, but it feels like this log has been burned forever. Actually, I can't stop looking at this log. If you guys are looking at the screen right now, you would see the fireplace, dude. Holy shit! Is it not as warm as it looks though? Hmm? I wanted to do a test trial to see if we could upload some porn and see what happens. Nothing happened. I mean, I haven't tried it 100% though. Now, dude, like, the most unfortunate part about the whole fucking scenario, about that whole scenario, our approach and all that. No, it's fucking hard sometimes. People are dipshits. People are ungrateful. People don't deserve you. They don't deserve your time. They don't deserve your effort. And we need to learn to not give people shit. Especially if they're going to do the stupidest shit. Piss you off. I mean, I'm not one to have little ass kid shit happen to me, dude. Like, I don't enjoy grown adults acting like little ass kids and acting like little fucking idiots. Like, when you guys argue, when anyone argues in a relationship, ladies and gentlemen, point blank, I think there needs to be a motive. There needs to be a cause and effect. And whoever is responsible for that fucking thing that's going on is the one that's going to get the heat for it at the end of the day. I don't give a fuck. Because I own up to my stuff. I pay attention to everything that I do, you know. And, you know, life's too damn short to not be accountable for your own actions, dude. If you're going to be a little bitch, be a little bitch and own up to it. If you don't know how to not be a little bitch, then you should change your behavior. It's all about, yeah, our approach and all that, but sometimes people have it coming to them, you know. People get their fucking shit smacked, you know. One of my biggest things, like one of my biggest pet peeves, and I know I've talked about this countless amounts of times here, is communication, dude. Communication, lack of communication, being petty, being retarded. Not retarded, literally. I mean, I know some people get offended over my usage of that word, but, you know, if you're making stupid-ass, careless choices based on your own fucking emotion, I don't give a fuck. I mean, if you're making these careless decisions because you're in your emotional state, like, one of the worst things in the world to do is to make decisions based off of temporary emotions. Or make, you know, make, yeah, that can be harmful to you in the long run. And I'm not one of those people that will allow that shit to happen, you know what I mean? I put my efforts into stuff. I put my time in when it comes towards certain things specifically. And I expect that same kind of respect back. From whatever the fuck it is, you know what I mean? If I don't get that respect back, it's fuck you. I'm never changing my approach on or against someone because they're stupid as fuck and they can't handle it. You know, I will never, I mean, obviously, there's so many people. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, let's light this shit up real quick. I mean, including me. I can't say that. I hadn't thought about this for quite some time. I was thinking in my head for the longest time, dude. Well, I always get fucked over. I always have people thinking they can run over me. I always have people that do this X, Y, and Z. Well, what am I going to do about it? I, you know, for the longest time, debated on, you know, just not wanting to be a good person anymore. And saying, fuck you, all you motherfuckers. All the ungrateful motherfuckers out there. Anyone that's ever crossed me, anyone that I've ever wanted to help, anybody, anything that's pending, anything that I shouldn't be doing right now, I don't want to be doing it. You know, any unneeded energy, you put into something else that shouldn't be, don't even fucking bother putting that energy back into that. You know, I've mastered bullshit when it comes to a lot of stuff. People's bullshit. So I'm able to get through people's petty behaviors or someone's irritating ways or something that they do that's agitating to me. You know, I don't give a fuck at the end of the day. I don't have time for drama. I'm not a person that welcomes it. You know, I'm someone who goes out and gets things. I'm someone who's very passionate about things that I talk about. Like I said earlier, like, if I'm not doing a podcast about something or something that's informative or something that can help people in a tremendous way, then that means I'm not doing my job. We got like 15 more minutes left here on this episode of True Speech. We've been waiting to drop this episode. And tell me why during the commercial break you also did lots of tweets and stuff in between. There seems to be a lot of people on Twitter right now. As we speak. So, I mean, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, hop on that Twitter and be sure to follow us. Follow, like, share, rate, review for all things True Speech related. Like I said, this is episode 505. All right, to sum it all up and to close up shop here on this final leg of our show. You can't let people bullshit. You can't let people play with you. You can't let people utilize their game on you. Fuck that, dude. I've personally went through a lot when it comes to dumbass fucking motherfuckers in the world. And I sit back and I study a lot of the shit that happens. I study and I look at everything that goes on. And, you know, it's like my observation of the world in a way. So, I mean, I'm my observation of the world, I'm going to see exactly what I don't want, what I don't like, the kinds of people I don't want to be around. And I feel like I've done a damn well good job of that, you know? Why do you think I despise dipshits so much, you know what I mean? I know exactly what makes me peaceful. I know exactly what keeps me sane. I know exactly what my demons are. I mean, I can't tell you every little answer that there is to be said here today. But I guarantee you, I am one person that looks at all the factors that goes into this stuff. You know, while everyone's sitting here being the same, I'm looking for ways to improve. I'm looking for ways to ensure that my quality and my approach to things can be a lot more solid, and I can get to something in the future, and I can achieve greatness, and I can continue my mission. Because there's no farmers in myself anymore that are allowed fuck faces. All these little fake ass people that try to be a part of your life or aren't a part of your life or try to cause havoc in your life. You know, dude, all these people can get out and go fuck yourselves. Get out of here and go fuck yourselves. It's quite simple. It's redemption. It's retaliation. It's time to fight back. It's time to establish yourself where you want to be. It's time for you to do what you need to do. You know, it's all about you. You know, you can be selfish and stuff. You can be selfish here. It's all about you in a sense. It's all about what you want. It's all about your goals. Fuck what everyone else wants. If they can't clearly see what it is that you need to do for yourself, or they don't clearly see what they need to do, and you have to keep repeating yourself, or you guys have to keep on going through unfortunate circumstances, dude, there's point blank that tells and shows you that you don't need to be alarmed with that person. Whomever it is needs to fuck off and go fuck themselves. Get the hell out of that relationship. Get the hell out of that toxicity. Us as human beings, like I said, even with or without a person, you know, I like to think that I am someone who generally like to carry on with life. You know, before I was in a longer lasting relationship as of late, meaning like probably a year, you know, a year, 17 plus months, you know, almost 2 years. No, not 17 months. A year and 17 months would have been like 2 years plus, but a year and, you know, 16 months. Wait. No, a year. I'm fucking stoned. A year and like 7 months or some shit like that. Okay, so I don't fucking know. We're all really stoned here on here. So if I don't get my dates correctly, it's because we're really stoned. Dude, it's 4:56 a.m. Can you believe that? But there is different parts of this show that were recorded earlier dating back to 2:16 a.m. So we took a substantial amount of breaks here on this show because, dude, we got so distracted, man. No, from 2:16 to 4:56, meaning 5, but so 3, 4, 5. So within 3 hours, you probably took like 3 separate breaks and stuff, mind you, because, dude, that's how I preserve myself. And that's actually what we were going to do. I mean, we still have, I know in the earlier stages of the show, we were saying we weren't going to release that 20-minute fuck you, basically, for the original episode 505, but we're going to add it on to the, if we still can find it in the queue, we're going to add it on to this last part of the show. So that's what we're going to do for the last 15, 20 minutes of our show. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we are looking up to the positives. We're looking to the future. We're not letting people stop us on our tracks. We you know, I like to think and say passionately that our biggest enemy in the world is ourselves. It's not a person. It's ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. So without further ado, I am going to present to you guys this 20-minute clip that was the original start of episode 505. It was like a blooper, essentially, but I usually do have deleted it. I did delete the initial audio, but if it is in our queue, we will put it in here, and this will be up next, ladies and gentlemen. So, like I said, tune in every week for our show, normally, True Speech with the King, obviously available on Spotify. It's available on Apple Podcasts, everywhere else, 9 other platforms other than Spotify that you can get your newest, favorite, most interesting, entertaining, and informative podcast, ladies and gentlemen. So, at least on the in Central California, ladies and gentlemen. But anyways, it doesn't matter where the fuck we are. We're here to reach millions, ladies and gentlemen. So without further ado, here is episode 505, official bloopers, a 20-minute clip from the original, the one I was going to throw, the first 20 minutes, which I was going to trash completely, not even release. But I guess we pulled some strings. I got some guts and got some bigger balls, and I'm here now to put and show you guys and release this for you guys. Like I said, we will be back sooner rather than later. Back next week with the regular show. Back next week with everything. Everything returns to normal, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to have you guys back. It's good to be back. So one last time before we get the fuck out of here. Here is a 20-minute clip. I will see you all next week, motherfuckers. We're out of this bitch. Bye, folks. All right, guys. Thank you all for tuning into this really exclusive special edition episode of True Speech with the King. It's episode 505. Thank you for viewing the bonus content, listening to the bonus content, and opening your ears up for the bonus content, ladies and gentlemen. So, we appreciate y'all. We appreciate everybody here that tunes in and listens to our show week by week. And until next week, ladies and gentlemen, we will return with a brand new episode of True Speech with the King, ladies and gentlemen, hosted by Gabriel Hernandez. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen. We're back next week, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, kinda get lit. Music loudest, lift up with hits. If I hop on it, then know what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, kinda get lit. Music loudest, lift up with hits. If I hop on it, then know what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.